Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman on this Friday, October 31st, Halloween 2025. Over the last couple of weeks, we've watched the budget crisis for the city of New Orleans take a number of twists and turns. We learned that the budget hole was much larger than most people had envisioned when the legislative auditor determined that the city was $160 million short of what it needed to make ends meet for the rest of this year. The city then considered and voted in the city council to ask the Louisiana Bond Commission if they could borrow $125 million in a revenue anticipation loan to be paid back by city property taxes next year so they could continue to keep city government up and running and keep city employees paid. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry responded by calling on the Bond Commission to reject the city's $125 million loan request and called on the state treasurer, the state's attorney general, and the state's legislative auditor to convene an emergency meeting of the Fiscal Review Committee and appoint, if necessary, a fiscal administrator to take over New Orleans' finances. The city then decided to withdraw its request for the $125 million loan, instead saying it will have to essentially stop paying all of its bills for the rest of the year in hopes that that will allow it to have enough money to keep making payroll. So now here we are. We have talked this week on this radio station to the attorney general and to the legislative auditor. We have not talked to the state treasurer, and now we get a chance to do that. Dr. John Fleming, Louisiana treasurer, thanks for joining us here on WWL.
Good morning, and let me say that you have your facts correct. What has happened and is happening, the way you state is correct.
And I wanted to talk to you because we've heard from the other two members of the Fiscal Review Committee and how they felt about all this, but I wanted to know where you came down. Had that meeting not been canceled, let's start with that, and the city had continued to seek this $125 million through the bond commission, where would you, do you think, have started the conversation with the city of New Orleans and when considering whether or not to appoint a fiscal administrator to take over the city's finances?
Well, let me give you a little background. Number one, this has caught all of us by surprise, which suggests that there was not the kind of disclosures of their finances that there should have been, number one, and that's under, of course, the current mayor, Cantrell, whose term will end in a couple of months. Then you have the new mayor coming on, Helena Moreno, who has reached out to me a couple of times and to other members of the Fiscal Review Board and so forth. But she is also, as I understand it, the president of the city council.
She's so currently the vice president, but yes.
Vice president, okay. So basically, surely she knew or should have known, where things were going with their finances. So basically, the governor, the attorney general, Mike Wagaspak, the legislative auditor, and I coalesced together, and we agree on this. If there is any more money lent to the city by a bank or really any lender, that there needs to be oversight with this, because how can we trust people who've been in power who say they need more money but didn't anticipate this, had no idea there was a problem, and then wants us to approve all of this, and yet there's no oversight, there's no one really clear on the books. And what about the future? Is there going to be need for more money? So basically our position is, if we're going to go forward approving the borrowing of money by the city of New Orleans, there needs to be, or likely at least, we should review and consider a fiscal administrator and really clean those books up. And because remember, ultimately the state is and the taxpayers of Louisiana are going to be held accountable for any shortfall they have.
Well, I do not want to speak for Helena Moreno and would never pretend to be able to do that. But I know what she's said publicly and what she's told us here at WWL, that she says the administration, the Cantrell administration, kept the council in the dark and did not adequately provide reports that demonstrated how dire the situation was becoming and how large a shortfall there would be. And when she became aware that there could be a much bigger problem, did call in the legislative auditor to review the city's finances. And that's when he reported to the city council the shocking $160 million budget shortfall for the duration of the year. So I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page there. But again, yes. I do not speak for her. I just want to make sure that the facts as I understand them are out there for our audience.
Right.
So,
I don't doubt her sincerity in this. But again, you know, we still got two more months under the old administration. And we're talking about a lot of money. And do we know that this is the end of it? Perhaps there's a lot more. Maybe there's $500 million deficit buried someplace. So that's why we have to take this very carefully and make sure that we protect the taxpayers of Louisiana.
How do the taxpayers of Louisiana figure into it? The governor has said that he was concerned about the state's bond rating. If the city were to borrow more money and more bonds were issued that then were not repaid, even though the city claims it has a dedicated source of funding through the property taxes it will collect in January. But how is the city at risk in this scenario? How is the state at risk?
Yes. Well, first of all, our current bond rating is the state is double A. We moved it up from double A negative. Why is that important? Because it lowers the interest rates for the state and others in the state who borrow money. So that's a good thing. We want to see it go up, hopefully to triple A. So it can affect that bond rating if they default on any bonds. Number two is if they go under fiscal administration and have a cash shortfall, the state taxpayers have to pick up the tab on that. We already have three or four cities now under that fiscal administrator program, and we're having to chip in to help them. So we're trying to protect the taxpayers by making sure that the government of New Orleans and all cities do responsible things and balance their budgets, don't overspend, and make sure they can pay their bills.
Talking with the treasurer for the state of Louisiana, Dr. John Fleming, you seem to indicate, and correct me if I'm wrong, that had New Orleans moved forward with this $125 million anticipation loan to make ends meet for the rest of the year, you would have been in favor of appointing a fiscal administrator to oversee the city's finances. Did I understand that correctly?
That is correct, and it is my belief, but I'm not speaking for anyone else, that other members and the bond commission itself would probably agree with me.
Yeah, and I think the attorney general made no doubt about that, that she was 100% in support of a fiscal administrator. But my next question then is, so the city withdraws $125 million loan request from the bond commission. it doesn't fix their finances that they're not borrowing more money. Clearly, as we have heard from the city council now, they are faced with, in the absence of any other potential revenue sources that they're still exploring and other lending options that they're still looking into, they're still faced with a massive crisis that may or may not allow them to even pay city workers through the end of this month, through Thanksgiving, through Christmas. And the plan, as we're hearing it now, that they're still working to develop, is to essentially not pay any of their debts the rest of the year, not pay any of their vendors the rest of the year, and cancel any programs that have a cost associated with them, which essentially would be all of them, for the rest of the year, just so they can meet payroll and pay city employees. So that being the case, why does the conversation of a fiscal administrator end with the withdrawal of the loan request if the finances are clearly still in crisis?
Well, that's a great question, and I can tell you that just because they withdraw their request for a loan doesn't mean they won't come under fiscal administration. It could happen anyway. There are specific legal criteria that we can invoke for that, and we've actually looked at that, and there are some gray areas, and certainly we don't want to have to do this. We would much rather they fix their own problems, and we want to be there as a help to them. But again, if we commit money, if we commit our bond rating, in a sense, we want to be sure that it's a sure thing. That is, that this is going to be fixed finally and for all, and that we're not going to have to come back and revisit this with even more loans. So it's really a safety measure that we have to consider, that we very likely could pull the trigger on a fiscal administrator with or without a loan. But certainly with a loan, I think it's inevitable.
Well, the Fiscal Review Committee's meeting was canceled when they withdrew that loan request. Are there any other Fiscal Review Committee meetings scheduled at this time? And if so, would this issue of New Orleans finances be on that agenda?
There is nothing on the schedule for the Fiscal Review Committee, and we're just waiting to see what New Orleans comes up with. We hope that they can somehow bridge their revenues such that they can get through this by themselves. They can always come back to us, but they're also going to be faced with the questions of whether or not we should have a fiscal administrator involved in this, because, again, New Orleans, at least in the last couple of years, has not proven itself worthy of trust. As you point out, they've not made the disclosures. We have the legislative auditor who, you know, has been searching information, and everyone was caught by surprise for this shortfall in cash.
So what do you do next as the state treasurer? You said you're going to be watching and waiting to see what happens with New Orleans finances. Are there any specific triggers other than a loan request that you are watching for that would have you, your level of concern increased or the legal threshold met for you to consider another Fiscal Review Committee meeting being scheduled and another discussion of a takeover of the city's finances through a fiscal administrator being considered?
Well, to her credit, Elena Moreno, the mayor-elect, has more or less brought, in fact, I'll quote what she said, that Mike Wagasback, who's the head of the legislative auditor program, is sort of on her transition team, is how she put it, which I think is a good thing. That means he's deeply involved in this, and we're really waiting on Mike Wagasback to give us any signals that we need to move forward on anything. And so he may find some triggers. And again, as I say, he's already reviewed it and given us some results of that review that puts some areas of question in gray areas, but not yet an all-out need, at least immediately, for a fiscal administrator. So much of it's still up in the air, but we're relying on Mike Wagasback to give us direction on that. And he is working closely with the mayor-elect.
Any message you would have for vendors in the city of New Orleans, employees of the city of New Orleans, residents, visitors, people who work in the city of New Orleans who hear all of this and would probably rightly have some level of concern about whether or not the city can continue to function properly for the rest of the year, given the massive budget deficit and given the statements that we've heard that programs have to be canceled, bills aren't going to be paid, and every effort is going to be made to, in the words of the president of the city council, J.P. Morrell, try to eke through the rest of the year and pay its employees.
Well, let me say that New Orleans is the marquee city of Louisiana and really arguably the marquee city of the South. It's a wonderful city, a tourist destination from all over the world. There's so many great upside potentials with New Orleans that have been squandered through incompetency in this past or really the current mayor administration. So I'm confident that given the fact that we're going to be watching things closely, we have the opportunity with a whole new administration that I believe is sincere in solving this problem. I think there's plenty of upside that this is a temporary bump in the road and that New Orleans is going to soar over the next year. But we just need to be very, very careful and protect the taxpayers, protect the vendors, the people who, and certainly the employees. And their payroll, we're going to do everything possible to protect them and give the city a chance to pull out of this. And as I say, a year from now, hopefully they will be really soaring in their budget, doing well, encouraging even more events and activities that we all know and love about the city of New Orleans.
You mentioned that the legislative auditor, Mike Wagespach, is working closely with the mayor-elect to try to identify and fix problems. After the city was essentially pressured into or threatened to withdraw its request for that $125 million loan under the threat of having a fiscal administrator appointed, do you have any advice for city leaders at this point of how to solve this problem if it's not through a $125 million loan? Have you shared that with either the administration, the council, or anyone else, or would you like to share any of that now?
Well, I really have not been able to really raise things to that level of discussion. I've been so focused on the technical aspects of this, as have other members of the review committee. But I would simply say that the one thing that's been lacking here more than anything, beyond certainly the incompetency that I think we're going to find in this whole of analysis, is lack of transparency. Anytime you have lack of transparency, you know there's going to be fiscal problems. And so going forward, we should always have full transparency, not just to the state government, but to the people of Louisiana. And anytime you're not seeing that, that should be an alarm bell.
Dr. John Fleming, the treasurer for the state of Louisiana, anything else you want to share as we have you here on WWL?
Only that I believe that, once again, New Orleans and the state of Louisiana has a very bright future. We just have a few problems to work on, and I think we'll be there soon.
Dr. Fleming, thank you so much. Please keep us in the loop and let us know if you see any of those triggers that you said you're watching for that would indicate you do have to move forward with a discussion of a fiscal administrator to take over the city's finances at any point here as the city tries to eke through the rest of the year and make ends meet while clearly canceling programs, stopping services, not paying vendors, not paying contractors, and just trying to pay city employees. I hope you have a wonderful Halloween and a great weekend.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
To be on with you.
Dr. John Fleming here on WWL. You know, everyone says we were surprised by this. We didn't see this coming. I'll tell you why after this. I think we did 8 years ago on WWL.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You know, one of the things I keep hearing through this conversation about the city's financial crisis and the $160 million, or maybe larger, as we just heard from the state treasurer, budget deficit that New Orleans is now facing, is that everyone was surprised by this. Nobody saw this coming, and that it came out of the blue. And most of the fingers are pointed of blame at the Cantrell administration and at Mayor Cantrell. Some people are also saying the council should have known. The council should have had mechanisms in place to know. And I think that is a much fuller and complete conversation that has to be had, that this has never happened before, where a city council says it was kept in the dark by a mayor's office about the true financial picture, despite having hearings and having committee meetings and doing what the city council does. But I would argue this. About this time, 8 years ago, a little bit earlier, so maybe closer to 8.5 years ago, when LaToya Cantrell was running the first time to be mayor of New Orleans, we did some extensive reporting here on WWL about how Cantrell was using her city credit card as a city councilwoman for personal expenses, how she was racking up thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in grocery bills, restaurant visits, travel, and various personal expenses, clearly not related to her job on the New Orleans City Council. We had documents and records we posted to our website. We had analysis and financial review that we exposed here on WWL. And despite all of that, and by the way, LaToya Cantrell paying that money back from sources that are still unclear for obviously potentially fraudulent charges on her city council credit card, the voters still elected her. Then when it was revealed she was not paying personal income taxes, she and her husband both failed to pay personal income taxes and were in trouble with the IRS. The voters reelected her. Throughout her time as mayor of New Orleans, there were financial questions being raised all the time about her personal use of a city apartment, about her upgrading hotels to luxury accommodations on the taxpayers' dollars, upgrading to first-class travel in violation of city law, and charging the taxpayers. So for anyone to say, and there are other examples, for anyone to say that there were no red flags, that we didn't know that LaToya Cantrell couldn't manage city finances, she couldn't manage her own finances. She couldn't handle her own budget. Is anyone shocked or surprised that she and her appointees and hires couldn't manage the city's budget? And you do wonder, should there not have been more thorough reviews, more in-depth audits based on her history and what we knew to make sure that the city's books were being balanced appropriately and that there wasn't a massive budget deficit? I think the red flags were there. Check your Halloween forecast after this.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting texts on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870 about whether or not the state should still consider appointing a fiscal administrator to take over the city's finances. We know that the city council has vehemently said that that is not a realistic option and the city is not going to surrender its sovereignty because a fiscal administrator can pretty much do anything they deem necessary with the judicial review and judicial approval to get the city's finances in order. And they say it could be more detrimental to the city the way that it's fixed and they want to fix it themselves. One person texts in and says, the state will send a fiscal administrator. We are not financially stable. What do you think? 504-260-1870. Call us and text us now and let me know if you think the state will and if the state should take over the city's finances based on what we have learned about the crisis that the city financially now finds itself in. On much happier notes, today is Halloween and block parties are going to be abundant. Trunk or treats are scheduled. Families will be going door to door trick-or-treating. Others will be sitting in front yards on porches and driveways welcoming trick-or-treaters. And then there's the French Quarter where things are a little more wild and adult-oriented on Halloween. And that's maybe appropriately where we find WWL TV meteorologist Peyton Malone.
You know, I just went on a walk in the quarter. It's as quiet as it can be right now.
Yeah, well, the light's still out. Yeah, sun's still shining.
You're right. It's a little scary once the sun goes down.
Yeah, we're waiting on the vampires and the werewolves and everything else when the sun goes down that will come out to play. But really, how was your walk? The weather couldn't be any better now, right?
It's gorgeous. I actually walked on the sunny side of the sidewalk. Usually you're finding the shaded side, I walked on the sunny because I was like, I was a little chilly, so... It's not bad. We're in the mid-60s right now across the metro.
We started out, in the 40s and 50s across the region?
Yeah, got down to 49 in Kenner this morning. North Shore flirted with 40 degrees widespread.
So. All right. And this was the coldest of the mornings we're going to have in this stretch, right?
It looks like it. Now, tomorrow morning will be close, so it's going to be another chilly start on Saturday. But, you know, afternoon's still really nice with the sunshine and calm winds. We finally got rid of those strong winds.
Yeah. You know, last Friday, I was in the French Quarter. And it was crazy. The Friday before Halloween is the one where they
have
all of the costume parties and events and everything else at all the restaurants. And there were just jam-packed, huge throngs of people in costumes last Friday in the quarter.
It'll be interesting to see what this Friday looks like. I'm out in the quarter every Friday, I guess, but I've really noticed the past two Fridays, the crowds have gotten so big. We're coming out of that summer slump, I guess. And with Halloween being on a Friday, it'll be interesting. I remember we were so excited in 2020 that Halloween was on a Friday, and we know what happened in 2020. We didn't have a Halloween because of COVID, I guess. And so this is the first Halloween we've had on a Friday in a long time.
All right. Well, looking forward to it. You said it's quiet in the quarter now. Clearly, it won't be after sunset, nor in the neighborhoods. What is the weather for the rest of the day for folks who are going to be having fun in the quarter or going out to do more family-friendly things in neighborhoods, at churches and schools and things like that?
Great weather, Dave. It's going to be, we'll be in the upper 60s this afternoon, so we're going to warm up a few more degrees. But as soon as the sun goes down, and the sun sets at about 6:15 this evening, temperatures are going to drop quickly. And I have the North Shore and South Shore in the 50s by 8 p.m. So it's going to get cool, and it'll get cool quick. The only thing, good thing, we don't have a wind, and so if you do put on a sweater, the wind's not going to be biting through it at all.
All right. So consider that when you're putting the last minute touches on your costume, that at 6:15, it will start dropping quickly. The temperatures will, and we'll be in the 50s across the region if you're going to be out after 8 o'clock tonight. I know most trick-or-treating kind of winds down right around 8 o'clock. So.
Yeah, it seems to. Wind down earlier than the adults, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. And how cold does it get for those folks who are staying out well past 8 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, by midnight, we're all in the mid-50s, especially here on the South Shore. North Shore starts to flirt with some 40s tonight, and so we wake up tomorrow morning on your Saturday with the coolness, mid to low 40s on the North Shore and low 50s here on the South Shore.
All right, and of course, a lot of people also, not only is it Halloween, but we are talking about All Saints Day and those things, and a big weekend. People go into the cemeteries to spruce up and put flowers on graves. People also doing many other activities that are going on outside this weekend. So take us through our Saturday during the day and then into Sunday.
Yeah, Saturday looks gorgeous too. If you want it a little warmer, I've got us up to about 73 or 4 tomorrow. I've put in that little CYA rain chance at 10 to 20% tomorrow. And that's what you call it, okay?
I do, just in case it actually rains somewhere. You can say, well, I said there was a chance.
And that's kind of what it is, to be honest with you. But I don't think we're going to see much rain. It looks like the Gulf, down in the Gulf, is where most of the rain will be this weekend. And then we've got another weak front that moves in Saturday night. We'll wake up Sunday morning in the 40s and 50s again. And then Sunday, I've got sunshine and a high of 70 and a light breeze out of the north. Sunday's probably going to be about as good as it can get.
Wow. Okay. We were worried about rain all day Sunday just a couple days ago. And now it looks like, what, that stays out in the Gulf?
Yeah. It misses us and times out just right. And so I think most of you are not going to get a drop of rain this weekend is how it's looking.
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. Does it continue next week?
Next week looks gorgeous, too. I actually don't have any rain except for that little CYA in the forecast. The next 7 days are mostly dry, and we will start off next week cool. Monday, I've got a high of 69, Tuesday, 74, Wednesday, 77, Thursday, 78. And while we're going to be warming up next week, the mornings are still going to be in the 40s and 50s, so it's still cool. Really, all week long, and the humidity is never going to be a factor either.
All right. Well, you know, we've had this conversation before that I think perfect is 50s in the morning, 70s in the afternoon if you're trying to find like that perfect, you know, spread of temperatures throughout a day. So it looks like we get that next week as we move into November, and then we'll see what is beyond that. As we say goodbye to October, we can officially close the book on any worries about tropical weather here in Southeast Louisiana, right?
Yeah, there's nothing on the horizon. And really, you know, once you get to mid-October and even late October, you get past that, you're done with those storms where you're nervous you're going to have to evacuate for anything. Now, the East Coast and Florida, their hurricane season can linger a little longer, but I don't see anything significant on the horizon anytime soon.
And after Monster Storm Melissa, there's nothing out there right now, right?
No, there's not. And actually, Melissa, they issued its final advisory after its long journey through the Caribbean. It actually hit Bermuda last night with winds over 100 miles an hour, believe it or not. And so it's no longer a tropical system, and it's headed out to sea.
Mr. Meteorologist Peyton Malone, I understand that you've got a witchy concoction for your costume that you'll be donning to head out into the French Quarter this evening.
I'm not doing anything too wild. Okay, this past weekend, I went as Martha Stewart, but as prison
really?
Martha. Well, I went as prison Martha Stewart.
Okay.
So, you know, I just put on a little wig. But this time around, I'm just doing a basic, kind of a wizard, witchy outfit, I guess. It's all more right. So going to be warm, so I'm not cold all night long.
Gotcha. All right. Well, if you see a witchy wizard kind of thing going on.
That looks like me.
That
it's
looks
probably me.
Like Peyton Malone tonight in the French Quarter. Say hi and thank him for this amazing weather, even though we know he doesn't deliver it, but he tells us how great it is.
So. That's it.
Thank you, Peyton. Enjoy your weekend. Happy Halloween.
Y'all too. Happy Halloween.
All right. All treats, no tricks in the weather right now. I'm Dave Cohen. All right. When we come back, I've got time to open up the lines at 504-260-1870. If you want to call in or text in on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, sound off on any of the topics we've been discussing so far today. We just talked with the state treasurer who said they've not taken the idea of a city takeover of the finances by the state of Louisiana off the table. They've kind of hit the pause button for now until they find out just how bad it is. And the state could still take over the city's finances. Do you think they should? Do you think they will? Also talk about how Halloween, according to a new report, is the loneliest day of the year for singles. Does that surprise you? Lonelier than Valentine's, lonelier than Christmas, Thanksgiving? This is the loneliest day of the year. Anything else you want to sound off about? We got a few minutes for you to do that after this on the Newell Norman Show. I'm Dave Cohen on WWL. 6 minutes in front of noon on this Halloween 2025. Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. Been talking about the city's finances. You heard from the state treasurer, Dr. John Fleming, a few minutes ago, that the state of Louisiana is not abandoning the idea of taking over the city's finances and appointing an administrator to correct the financial crisis that exists. But they have paused doing that for the time being after the city withdrew its loan request, as they have to make sure they are within legal boundaries to do it and that it is still necessary. Walter, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. You think the state still should consider appointing someone to take over the city's finances?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Let me tell you a couple of things. You know, I hate to play the city to be in a political situation where they're playing politics, but the governor and the attorney general basically are lying about a couple of things. Let me point out some things so that's very clear. The city of Jefferson Parish hasn't had a legislative audit in 3 years. They have recently had their bond rating lowered to zero. They cannot borrow money from anybody. I have not heard the governor.
Walter, it's not quite as dire as you're making it sound. There has been a delay.
There has been a delay
in the audits and the reviews. But it's not that they can't borrow money now, but there are concerns.
Their bond rating has been lowered to zero by Moody's and other major bond agencies, basically. But, you know, you don't hear the governor or the attorney general talking about pulling a legislative audit order to see what's going on with their finances. You know, second of all, let me explain something to you. Liz Merrill was on the show yesterday, and she was saying, well, you know, the city of New Orleans can't keep coming to the state to borrow money. She lied, okay? And your treasurer basically proved that. The city of New Orleans hasn't went to the state to borrow money for his budget in over 20 years. And that was since Katrina.
That's not true. The city has had bonds issued in the last 20 years, Walter.
We're not talking about – bonds are a regular issue. But bonds are not in the sense of a short-term bond to pay its budget and financing. The city always can purchase bonds. That's always has been an issue. But we're talking about two different types of bonds. We're talking about bonds which are paid through millage, and we're talking about emergency funds bonds.
All right, so Walter, my time is limited, so let me redirect you to the original question. Do you believe at this time the state should and or will appoint an administrator to take over the city's finances?
No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't. The treasurer basically said it, and this is another issue I want to point to, where she said, well, New Orleans is not that important. The treasurer basically said New Orleans is a jewel of South, which it is. There's not a city in the state of Louisiana that continues to have 35 million visitors a year come to here. So all the political rhetoric that they're talking is basically false. They shouldn't have a legislative order come here. Absolutely not.
Will you admit, though, that the city is in a financial crisis and that the administration has left the city council in a very difficult position where it's very possible that no vendors are paid, no contractors are paid, no programs are paid for? And maybe, as the city council president, J.P. Morrell, put it, they can eke out enough payroll to pay city employees the rest of the year?
Well, here's the thing about this, okay, and I agree with there is a financial crisis, but the notion that the city council didn't know what was going on is absolutely ridiculous because they voted to approve all of the overtime that was being requested. In addition to that, in the city council meeting that they had, it was pointed out they basically added some projects their own selves. So you have to place the blame on the mayor and on the city council. But you're going to tell me that the city council didn't know when they voted to approve the overtime that was being spent? Of course not.
Yeah, and I think, Walter, you make a very good point there that not only should the city council have known, but there should have been mechanisms other than asking department heads and the administration, do we have the money for this? And the answer was yes, and then they're saying okay. I think we've learned from this that the point of checks and balances is that everything is checked and that it is balanced and that the council can't just call a department head in who needs more money and ask them what they need it for and ask the administration through the CAO, is the money there? And they say, yeah, everything's there. We can afford this, and take them at their word for it. There's going to have to be more stringent auditing and reporting and checking on part of the legislative branch of the city's government to ensure that the administrative executive branch, is telling the truth and is aware of the truth. Now, a lot of people hope this won't be an issue again now that LaToya Cantrell will be out of office in January. And Helena Moreno will be the new mayor. But I think the lesson is learned here. You don't know who the new mayor is going to be years from now, who's going to be on the city council, and you better have your checks and your balances.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.